Dudeshia Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Resh Lamed Gimel. And we are beginning the halachas of Din Gavoa HaSukkah, the height of the sukkah. Now this Siman will discuss the required shiurim of a sukkah. Now we need a little bit of a background of the different shiurim used in halacha, and that's going to be very helpful. In halacha there are three basic shiurim. Is the halacha of the etzba, which is the breadth of the widest part of the wat of the thumb. There is a tefach, which consists of four etzbos, and there's an amma, which consists of six tefachim. Okay, the poskim actually differ as to the metric equivalent of these measurements. Rav Chaim Na places the etzba at 2 centimeters, the tefach at 8 centimeters, and the amma at 6 tefachim. Which would be 48 centimeters. The Chazon Ish, paskins that an etzba is basically 2.5 centimeters, an amma is approximately 58 centimeters, okay? And the exact measurement of a tefach, according to the Chazon Ish, is 9.62 centimeters, and an amma is 57.7 centimeters. However, the Chazon Ish states that his larger measurements should only be used the chumrah, when a smaller measurement would be more chamor, then the smaller measure should be used. So accordingly, the maximum height of a sukkah should really, therefore, be measured according to Rav Chaim Noah's Amma, which is 58 centimeters, as opposed to 57.7 centimeters. Okay, that is the basic lowdown. Now, the general suffix as to how to measure a tefach. Okay, the tefach clearly consists of four etzbos. However, there are two ways that the four etzbos can be measured. They could either be measured pressed together, which is referred to as a tefach mitzumtzum, a compressed tefach, or they can be measured with minimal space between the etzbos, such that they are not actually touching each other. A tefach measured this way is referred to as a tefach meruvach, a loose tefach. Therefore, a loose tefach is slightly larger than a tefach mitzumtzum, a compressed tefach, which in turn means that the amma measured as 6 meruvach tefachim, loose tefachim, will be slightly larger than an amma measured as 6 compressed mitzumtzum tefachim. The difference between the two measured is such that an amma formed of tefachim that are loose will be half an etzba larger than an amma formed of compressed tefachim. This is basically Shahat Zion in Sifkat and Beis quoting the pre-Megadim. We now begin the Shulchan Aruch. Sukkah shigavol l'malam yesrim amma psula. A sukkah that is what? That is above 20 amos is psula. Ben shigdola ben shigdana. Whether you're dealing with a what? With a large or a small sukkah, doesn't make a difference the size in terms of its width and area. 20 amos is going to pasul, right? If it's higher than 20 amos, it's automatically going to be pasul. And it makes no difference whether ancient machitas magias the schach, ancient emigias, or makes no difference whether its walls reach the schach or do not reach the schach. These are all issues that are discussed in the Gemara with different Amorayim. And this is how we pass it. Now, whatever he says, aval esrim kshera. However, if it's exactly 20 amos high, it is kosher. Afilu kol schach l'mala mi'esrim. Even if all of its schach is above 20 amos, since its interior, kevan she'ein b'chalala el esrim. Since its interior is only 20 amos, it will be kosher. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan aleph. Sukkah shigavo l'mala. Hainu she'e chalala shal sukkah yoseh mi'esrim amma b'dilukami. That means to say that if the airspace inside the sukkah is higher than 20 amos, as we will see below, right? The Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Sif says that if the sukkah's interior is exactly 20 amos high, it's going to be kosher, even if all the schach is positioned above 20. So this will therefore contain 2 points, that if the inside airspace is exactly 20 amos, it's kosher. It is possible only if it is higher than 20 amos. And also, as long as the airspace is not higher than 20 amos, it's going to be kosher, even if the schach rises higher than what? Than 20 amos. Let's see Sif Katan Beis, Bais. Amma, bas, shishat fachim, mitzum tzamos. L'chumra azlina. He says, we refer to amos that consist of 6 compressed tefachim. L'chumra is the unit, since the rule is that for all shiurim, we go l'chumra, we go and we follow, we act l'chumra. We could lel b'sim in shin samach gimel, sif chav vav, like we saw back there, in shin samach gimel, sif chav vav. Again, in our intro to this siman, okay, we pointed out that the two types of tefachim that are meruvach, loose, and mitzumtzum, compressed. Mishabura clarifies that the 20 amal limit given for sukkah refers to 20 compressed amos, which, right, mitzumtzum, which for this purpose is the more stringent shear for measuring it with, okay, because if you'd be measuring it with meruvach amos, that would allow for an added 10 etzbos of height. Sif katan gimel, bein v'chulei, whether we are dealing with a large or small sukkah. What he's coming to, Shulchan Aruch is coming to exclude here, is to say that contrary to the opinion of the Gemara that maintains that the reason a sukkah is possible at taller than 20 amos is because that sukkah does not shade all the ground underneath, okay, that is the position of Rav Zeira in the Gemara, nor would it, even most of it, shade due to its height. Vatzel hu rak machalas defanos. Rather, right, this opinion of Zera maintains that the problem is the shade is going to be provided by the walls. Banan sel sukkah ba'inan. And according to Rav Zera in the Gemara, this is going to be a problem because we're required to be in the shade of the sukkah, namely in the schach. So lefis farazu, according to this opinion of Zera in the Gemara, the Gemara explains here on Beis and Beis, when you have a sukkah that is very wide, we would be allowed to go ahead and kasher the sukkah even if it is taller than what? Than 20 amos. Since the sukkah is very wide, then the Gemara says, but since the sukkah is so wide and broad, the shade of the walls remains distant from the middle, and the shade of the schach will be there. It will prevail there in the sukkah. So according to Rav Zeira, a sukkah is indeed kosher at higher than 20 amos if it is wide enough to be shaded by the schach. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch is stressing that a sukkah taller than 20 amos is possible even if it's very wide, because the halacha doesn't go ahead and follow Rav Zeira. And it's also, okay, coming, the Shulchan Aruch is coming to preclude the opinion that the reason that this height is puzzle is because that this height is puzzle is mishum delo shalta ba'ena mitoch gava, that it's puzzle because the eye does not readily discern the schach, the opinion of Rabbah in the Gemara, right? At such a height, the eye is not going to readily discern the schach. Ve'eno roe sheyoshev right? A person is not going to be able to see that he is sitting under the schach when he's looking straight ahead of his peripheral vision. If it's lamala mewa, if it's lamala mechav, he's not going to have the schach in his peripheral vision. And this opinion there in the Gemara of Rabbah is that the mitzvah sukkah basically demands, and the chepzah of sukkah requires, that the nature of the sukkah is that one can see the schach and basically recognize that Hashem went ahead and put us in sukkahs in the midbar. And Hoshiach Kosh Baruch Hu was of a seinu. Ulefi Sfar Zu Yesh Lomar. And according to this opinion, Ima Yuad the Fados Gam King of Omi Ada Schach. So Gemara there on base of base. And according to this opinion, if the walls actually go up to the schach, Mitokshu no sein ainah b'defanos. Since a person naturally looks at the walls and carry, and his eyes will carry up Shein Lefanav, because he will see the walls that are in front of him. So he's basically going to have his eyes travel up the wall until he sees everything, including the schach. When he sees, right, the top of the wall, in other words, his eyes are going to travel together with the wall up and reach the schach. Hamunach al ha-dofen, it's on top of the wall. But once again, we don't hold like any of these svaras. And that's why he says whether the walls reach the schach or the walls don't reach the schach. Because even if the walls reach the schach, still going to be puzzle if it's lamala michaf. It's all irrelevant. Elatam psul yosem miesrim. Who? It's based on the opinion of Rava the Gemara. Mishum de sukkah diras araibain. It's because of the opinion of Rava that sukkah is a diras arai, and ad esrim shiuro chachamim, until 20 amos, the chachamim were mishayer, they assessed, she'ain tzarach litein leiv kol kach al chizik ha-machitzas. Person did not have to go ahead and demand strong machitzas up until, 20 amos. The dayu machitzas kanim, and you could have weak walls made out of reeds, uvi'aysev mikan tzarach asas aksalim chazakim. But above 20 amos, they have to make really strong, fortified walls, strong walls that can aim bias, like a bias, shlo yiplo mirov gadlan, so they won't fall down based on the height, lefi tamzeh. Based on this understanding, if the walls reach the schach and it's very wide, mikol shekain, kal v'chaymer, psula mishum diras keva, for sure, even more so will be pasul as diras keva. There's no kula by the fact that the sukkah is wide, and the walls are very high. Even more so, it should be puzzled on account of it being a diras keva. When we come up below yashim, however, below 20 amos, yasid the fadas chazakim gain bias. Even if you make the walls really strong, like the walls of a house, right? Even if it's mechitzas shalbar, as all the Gemara says, it's still going to be kasher. Sherei efshar hayel lasos aray. Since the ability there is to make it aray, so the tzura and the structure reflects aray, and therefore it's going to be kasher. The Torah only were makvid when the person would have to make the walls keva kamo, like l'malo me'eshrim. The idea being that the tzura of the walls would reflect keva, because that's what would be necessary if the sukkah was l'malo me'chaf. So the Shulchan Aruch had said whether or not the mechitzos reach the schach or don't reach the schach, aschach tali al kanin gevayim. And the schach is basically held up by poles on the sides. The mulamata meyasrim kasher bezeh. And if it's less than 20 amos, it will be kasher. Even if the schach and the walls do not meet, like we saw earlier in Siman Tov Reish Lamed, Sif Test, the walls do not have to reach the schach. The only issue here is if the schach is 20 amos, above 20 amos of internal area. Sif Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch, in this Sif, we're going to discuss a sukkah whose schach is higher than 20 amos, but it has twigs hanging down to within the 20 amma limit. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss whether these twigs can be viewed as the schach, and therefore kasher the sukkah. So he says, if the sukkah was higher than 20 amos, and therefore ordinarily would be puzzle. But this hutzin perish adalfim tanim imma alon shalayim, but there is brush, meaning like this small twigs with leaves on them, hanging lat, yardim lamata, hanging downward. So then the halacha is going to depend on the following, imtzi lasa maruba mechamas and sheira. If the hanging brush will provide more shade than sunlight, more tzila than chamasa, the sukkah is kasher. And if not, in lav, psula, if not, it's going to be possible. Let's look at the Mr. Barisif Katan Hey, the Hutin Yardin Lamata, Rotaloma, Shim Nimdod, Ada Hutin, like a Chal Yasim Asher. This means to say that it hangs down to a point that if we were measured from the ground up until the brush, up until the twigs, the avir from the ground up until the twigs would not be more than 20 amos. Okay. Sif Katan Vav, Im Tzilasan. If the wat, if the hanging brush, this Hutin provides more shade than sunlight, meaning perish shall osan ha'utzin, meaning if the extent of the covering provided by the brush is such that ishakalta laschacha elyon yatzilasa meruba mechamasak sheira, and if the extent of the contact of the covering provided by the brush is such that if one were to remove the upper layer of the schach, it would provide more shade yatzilasa meruba mechamasak, it would provide more tzel than chama, more shade than sunlight sheira. Why? Because then, it's simple. We would then count the 20 amos from the brush downward. However, if not, it's going to be psula, because you don't have a layer of kashas chach below 20 amos. Adkan.